Have you ever felt like an outcast or have had a hard time fitting in? In DreamWorks' animated movie, Home, the main character experiences these themes and others, which are relatable to anyone. In this episode of the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi explains some themes and lessons from DreamWorks' Home, including feeling excluded, having misconceptions about what's actually happening, overcoming quirks, and realizing that we're not all that different. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast, episode 66.
Everyone wants happiness and success, and we know how to get you there. Come listen to the Leadership Society of Arizona as we teach a proven logic to help you simplify life, overcome challenges, and predict the future. You're listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. My name is Chuck Solanas, and I'm joined by our special guest, Dr. Jacob Kashiwagi.
Hi, Chuck.
Hello, hello. All right, we're rolling with the movies. Let's talk about another movie this week. I think the movie that I want to discuss is Home. Yep, it is the animated flick. It came out in 2015. It has Jim Parsons, Rihanna, Steve Martin, and Jennifer Lopez as voice actors. And I thought it was a good film. What did you think?
I loved it. I went and visited people, and they had kids during that time. I must have watched that movie at least 10, 15 times over a two-day weekend.
What?
Are at home, at their home, everywhere.
Why?
The kids just liked it. They just had it on repeat the entire visit, and I actually enjoyed it. I saw it over and over again, and the more I saw it, the more I liked it.
Got it. Okay. All right, so the synopsis of the movie. Let's have Dr. Jacob give a synopsis of what he thought the movie was.
So basically, you have this alien race, and they're being hunted by this one lone alien with this massive ship. And they're running. And all of the alien's leader makes all the alien race believe that they're kind of being tormented by this person unfairly. And so they find Earth, and their whole thing is they have technology to go down and put all the human beings in like Australia or somewhere.
Yeah.
And they're going to populate Earth and live safely because this alien hunting them down will never find them here.
Very interesting film, right? Like,
yes, it is very, very entertaining for me. Very creative.
Yeah. And I think Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory it's kind of interesting to have him in that role because it's okay that he's a little weird because that's all right. That's what his role is. That's what it's supposed to be. So if you are Jim Parsons' main character, the character's name is O. It's kind of funny because that was a nickname that just ended up becoming his name, you know, like, because everyone was like, oh no, oh no. Anytime they saw, they wanted to run away. So if you are O and you're finding that nobody shows up to your parties, and you tend to like screw up, like be clumsy or ruin things for other people, what should you do?
What should you do? You know, if you're young, it's going to be tough, but you should keep going. And just like, oh, because of who he was, because he kept being who he was, eventually he found people. Eventually he was able to connect with someone. And the amazing part about it is, you start seeing at the end of the movie, a lot of the people he really tried hard to connect with, eventually they became his friends. So at the party at the end of the movie, you saw all the people, right, that he was really trying and then didn't want to have anything to do with him. In the end, they actually do become his friends. And so I tell a lot of people, life is exactly like a Disney movie or like these cartoon movies they do. The only issue is people think that they're in the ending when they're not. Right? Because the ending is always great. And so we think our life is going to be great. But we forget that in these movies, the main characters go through like a ton of crazy things during their life. And it's not until the end does it become a happy ending. When they figure things out, they figure out what they're doing wrong, or they understand what's going on in their life, that things start to get happier. And so this movie is the same way. The reality of it is, if you keep trying, you're going to actually find out eventually you're going to get friends, right? But one of the things about this movie that it does show is that O actually had to figure out that he had to change, or he or she, or neutral.
Can't tell.
but O had to figure out, O had to change and had to figure things out. And so it's the same way with us as well.
And I understand how that is, because when I was growing up, I was kind of a clumsy person. And even today, I sometimes say things that just kind of it's not appreciated, not liked. And a lot of people just say, oh, when I say something that just comes to the top of mind. So I get where O is coming from. And sometimes it's hard to be patient that it's going to work out in the end. Like, you don't think that there's going to be a happy ending.
It is. And especially when you're looking at O sends the email to the alien that dooms their race because now the alien knows where to find them. It's very hard to see that there's going to be daylight at the end of this craziness. But there always is. And that's the good part about this movie. It highlights, no matter how big a mistake you think you've been making or you've made, it always will end up right. Especially when you have a good heart.
So you think a good heart is conditional on things working out right or happy in the end?
Well, usually people with a good heart, they want a certain type of happy ending. And yes, you have to have those characteristics to have that type of happy ending. But if you don't have a good heart, you still get a happy ending. You just get a different type of happy ending, you know?
Right. The ending, the happy ending that they want, right?
Yes.
I am assuming that I have a good heart. So I hope viewers forgive me if they think otherwise. So, So then I think another interesting part of this movie is O's interactions with Tip, who's the young girl lost her mom. And I think it's kind of unique in that both of them have their little quirks.
Yes.
And so is it that everyone has quirks, or like, do you think that, you know, it's just for some weird people, they have the quirks that aren't socially acceptable?
Some people have more quirks than others, but everybody has their weird quirks. Everybody has things that are not understood by other people. And it's because of our background, what we've been through in life, what we're trying to figure out. You know, you see that O, in interacting with this girl, feels it's acceptable to lie to the girl or to do certain things. And a lot of times on the outside, we're looking at that saying, that's not acceptable. But O doesn't understand it. O actually doesn't realize what O is doing is not really that acceptable. And that's what we have to realize. A lot of times when we're interacting with people with quirks, they actually don't know what they're doing is harmful, offensive, whatever it might be, because that's what they grew up with. A lot of times when I'm with older people, right, 60 years ago, it was a different type of world, right? 60 years ago, the fears and the acceptability of things were totally different. You could make certain comments that today are sexist, racist, or whatever it might be, but that's what they grew up with. It was acceptable to them. That's how they really thought. And so sometimes I'm with some older people and they say some funny things that I'm like, whoa, you shouldn't be saying that. But it's who they are.
Yeah, especially people that have lived through some wars. So I totally understand. Okay, so I think the last question is, I think there's like a misunderstanding through that whole movie about what is going on. So like there's lies that have gone on throughout the movie. O's lied to Tip, the leader of the race has lied to all of the rest of the aliens, and there's like a whole bunch of misunderstandings throughout that movie that you would think, does this really need to happen? So what are your thoughts on that, and how could that be mitigated, do you think?
First, it can't be mitigated, because when I look at that, it's exactly like real life. And the reason why there's so many misunderstandings and lies and deceits isn't because people aren't necessarily mean. It's just because they don't know any better. Because of how they grew up, because of what they see, because of, you know, what they think they deserve. People do certain things and they don't know any better. It's the best that they can do. But what I really like about it is it does highlight the fact that oftentimes when we make a judgment on someone else, oftentimes we're totally wrong. And I like how misfit as O might be, O wants to figure out what's going on. And O is trying to be more inclusive. And he ends up finding out, or O ends up finding out, that their race is actually the takers. And the other races are actually the ones being taken from. And I thought that was just an outstanding observation of O and in moral of the movie, that all this time O thought people were taking from them and people were trying to take what they had. And he finally, or O finally discovers they have been taken from everybody else. And it totally changes O's perception. It totally changes O's gratitude for life and for everything. And changes how O operates. And I think that was an outstanding moral.
Definitely. And I appreciated that too. I know that there's been many times in my life that I've realized I was wrong. I was wrong about something. I was wrong about a situation, people. Yes. And it takes a big person to be able to realize that. So props to all the people that are willing to change, willing to seek out the truth. So, all right. Well, I think that's all that we have. I really appreciated the time. I recommend that you watch the movie if you haven't. And once again, listeners and viewers, feel free to recommend movies for us to watch. We love like watching like really good PG or G movies. I mean, it's fun for everyone, you know? Anyway, thank you so much. Have a good rest of your week.
Thank you for listening to the Logic and Life Coaching Podcast. It would be great if you could take a moment to write us a review. For any questions, comments, or topics that you would like to have addressed on the show, email the team@leadaz.org. To learn more about the Leadership Society of Arizona, visit us at leadaz.org.